Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Friend of a Friend. It's your host, Liv Perez. I hope everyone's been having an amazing week. I am currently in LA. I wish I was in Paris for Fashion Week, but work kept me in LA this time. I have been loving all of the collection so far. If you are curious to hear my thoughts, I'm going to be doing a Europe Fashion Week debrief next week on the podcast. I'm going to be covering the Gucci rebrand, Dior and Chanel shows, some of my favorite collections of the season. So make sure that you're subscribed to the show so that you don't miss it. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts right now, you can just go to our podcast homepage and click follow. And same thing for Spotify. So excited to be working on that episode this week and to be sharing all my thoughts. I cannot believe it's already October. I feel like I say that every single time there's like a new month change on the podcast. October really feels like a dramatic thing. I feel like we just had the new year. I can't believe there's only 3 months left of the year. That to me is so insane. But I'm also so excited for fall fashion. I know I've been talking about fall fashion on the podcast for a few weeks now. We kicked it off with my Today Show segment. So today we're diving into it a little bit more because it is officially boot season. And if you've been on the hunt for new boots for your winter wardrobe, then you have come to the right place today. Today, I'm going to be breaking down some of my favorite picks that I honestly think are the best in the business. I'll be covering, of course, a really wide range. I'm going to be covering all of the different options, ankle length, knee-high length, all the different colors, and of course, some neutral options, as well as some more daring options for your wardrobe. So again, if you're on the hunt, today, hopefully after you're done listening to this episode, you'll find your dream boot that I can promise you you'll probably have in your wardrobe for the next 5 years and wear on repeat. So there are a lot of things that I take into account when I'm boot shopping. Boots to me, closet essential, obviously. I feel like we go in the flats territory for summer. The second it gets chilly, I'm pulling out my boots. I have so many different pairs of boots, obviously for different occasions, different comfort levels. But for me, a boot is such a staple. If I am waking up and it's, you know, a chilly October, November day, I'm throwing on my favorite pair of jeans, I'm throwing on a sweater and maybe my favorite pair of boots. I feel comfortable, I feel like myself, and it's an outfit that can get me through the whole day. There are three things that I take into account when I am boot shopping. The first thing is comfort. In my mind, boots are the fall version of sneakers, and I want them to feel that way. I want to find a boot that really kind of strikes that balance between comfort and coolness, because obviously you want to find a pair that you love, that are cool and different, but there's no point in buying a pair of boots that you cannot walk in or you can like maybe make it a mile in. And also, of course, if you're someone who lives in a place where there's weather, I do not, I live in California where it's just constant sun, you also want a pair of boots that can take you through maybe different types of weather. So again, with boots, comfort is key. In general, across the board with boots, I always prefer a boot to be about half a size too big. I know that that sounds a little bit crazy, but there have been so many times when I've been in a department store and maybe they don't have my size, which is a 7. They have a 7.5 in a boot. I would never buy a flat in a 7.5 because there's just too roomy in there, but I would buy a boot in a 7.5. You can wear a thick sock, and it honestly sometimes can make it a little bit more comfortable. Obviously, you don't want it to be too roomy. That's how you get blisters. But, you know, just a little bit of a room for like a thick sock always works. Obviously, get your appropriate size. But I will say that having that room, especially if you are wearing something like a knee-high heel pointed toe where it's really scrunchy up at the toe, really take into account that comfortability and how long you're going to last in those shoes. There is actually nothing worse than having on a pair of shoes going out for a night with your friends and only making it halfway through the night because you are uncomfortable. And if you're also like me, who has back problems at the age of 29, you really have to pay attention to these things. I have really had to watch my heel height over the past year because in a, you know, unsupportive, maybe a shoe that isn't as well made, I can maybe last an hour before I'm either in pain or I'm uncomfortable and I need to go home. So I really challenge everybody to think about your everyday life. I feel like going into your 30s is realizing that really high heels are just not an option anymore. So here's the comfy heels in our 30s. My next thing that I take into account while I'm boot shopping, proportions. My biggest boot lesson, I think over the past 10 years, was watching where my boot hit on my leg. If you guys are religious listeners to this podcast, you know that I talk about proportions a lot and how watching your proportions in fashion is actually the biggest hack. Understanding where your jacket hits with whatever pair of pants that you're wearing. Understanding if you are someone who can wear a high-rise jean or a low-rise jeans. Understanding your body and what looks good has been one of my biggest lessons over the past decade and has really helped me refine my personal style and wear things that not only are comfortable for me, but are also really flattering. I'm 5'4", but I have really long legs, and I've noticed that a short boot that's like right below my ankle and that's flat looks really funny on me. It makes me look shorter. It doesn't elongate my body. So I choose to stay away from those. If you're quote unquote short like me, I really try to aim for something above the ankle or higher because it gives you that extra height with your legs. If you're tall, you can get away with a lot. All the power to you. I'm so jealous. But really make sure that when you are in the department store, wherever you are trying on your boots, really look at the way that it elongates your body. Again, I always skew towards boots that hit, you know, around my ankle, mid-calf, because it makes me feel taller and better. And last thing I take into account when boot shopping, wearability. Is this a boot that you can wear with a million different outfits, you know you're going to have in your wardrobe for multiple years, and something that you're never going to get sick of? It's a staple item, it's a classic, it's never going to go out of style. Those are the boots that I love to have in my closet. Sure, I have a few that are fun and funky and are those statement items that I'll pull out for a fun look, but my wardrobe is really grounded by the different boots that I have in my closet that are amazing for all occasions and I've had for 5+ years. You want to make sure that they go with so many different things and they're not just a, okay, here's like a beige boot that I can wear with this one dress. I want that black boot that hits at my calf, that is sleek, beautiful leather, that's comfortable for me to wear, that I can wear with jeans, a mini skirt, a dress, anything. So those three things, take those into account when you are boot shopping. 1, comfort. 2, proportions. 3, wearability. Those are the keys to getting boots that you'll have in your closet for years to come and make your closet more sustainable. And yes, of course, further down this episode, I'm going to cover some boots that I love that are fun and funky, but you guys know me, I'm always focused on those timeless, classic, essential wardrobe items. So that's what you're going to get today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today is going to save you from sifting the internet for hours trying to find that boot. I'm going to give you the keys. We'll be right back after a quick break. While we're on the note of boots, I want to share a pair from a brand that I am so obsessed with because not only are they so cute, but they also use science to engineer shoes that leave you feeling energized and confident all day. They also really tick the box of the most comfortable shoes that I have in my closet. They're from a brand called Vionic, which honestly has some of the cutest styles right now to get you ready for the fall season, with rich leathers and suedes for your workwear favorites, weather-ready boots for trips to the pumpkin patch, and performance sneakers to keep you moving. My favorite right now, the Brighton ankle boot. They are so cute. They're under $150, which we love. And they come in two colors, a brown suede and black. Not only are they so cute for every day, but they are so functional. And they're definitely a pair of shoes that you're going to have in your closet for years to come. Another thing I love about Vionic is they actually also have a 30-day guarantee. So you can try these shoes, love them, or even return them for a full refund within 30 days. There's no reason not to try and potentially find a new brand that you absolutely fall in love with like I have. And right now you guys can use my code FRIEND15 at checkout for 15% off your entire order at www.vionicshoes.com. That's VionicShoes.com when you log into your account, and you can use this code one time only. Go check out Vionic Shoes. That's VionicShoes.com, code FRIEND15. They're wearable well-being for your feet. This episode is sponsored by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. With eBay's Authenticity Guarantee, whether you're looking for a head-turning handbag or a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear that makes every step feel fly, eBay is making sure the things you love are authenticated by real experts. Because we all know there's no feeling like real. These days, to know for sure you're getting the real deal, go straight to eBay, and when you're searching, just look for that blue check mark. It will say Authenticity Guarantee. The other thing I like to do is actually type in Authenticity Guarantee in the search bar, and the search will populate with products that are all guaranteed by the Authenticity Guarantee. That means that when you buy it, you can be confident that it's going to be authenticated by real experts through a hands-on, detailed inspection. Every stitch, sole, logo, and inch of it, they're making sure it's the real deal. And listen, when you're finally ready to buy that thing that you love, you have to make sure that you're not going to catch a fake. It's a huge problem on the internet today. They're everywhere, and it's really tough to tell the difference for yourself. So with eBay's Authenticity Guarantee, it makes it so easy. Again, just look for that blue check mark, and you know it's getting checked by real experts on their platform. So whether they're specialized in sneakers, streetwear, watches, jewelry, or handbags, these are real people who really live for this, just like us. They are connoisseurs and true experts in their crafts, and they're making sure that everything is authenticated every step of the way. So that way, when the amazing item hits your doorstep, not only do you know that it's real, but that feeling that when you get to put it on, it's also for real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Now let's get back to the show. Okay, so as we know, typically boots are categorized by their length. You can get an ankle boot, you can get a knee boot, or above the knee. Can I just say off the bat, I am not a big fan of the above the knee boot. I think it really overwhelms an outfit, so I'm not going to include any today. They're just not my favorite. It's not really what I recommend, even in my styling sessions. I always say to go for a knee-high boot that hits the knee or below. I think proportionately, it looks better with a dress, looks better with a skirt. Something above the knee, I think, really overwhelms an outfit and I think takes away from everything else you're wearing. I always say I think the most comfortable options are usually a leather because those really soften over time. It's something that is kind of an investment piece, obviously financially, but also just in the shoe itself. I find that my leather shoes, my leather boots specifically, get so much comfier the more that I wear them. They stretch, they mold to my feet, and they're just way more comfortable. Also, I mentioned it earlier, but go try boots on in person because what might be comfortable for one person might not be comfortable for the next person. I am really not comfortable in like perfectly flat shoes. They hurt my back. It's not really the most supportive for me walking around on a day-to-day basis. So I like a boot with a little bit of a heel or a lug sole. It keeps me off the ground, off of my flat feet. So I'm going to tell you guys what's most comfortable for me today and what I think will be most comfortable for you guys. But at the end of the day, you know your body best. Go try them on in person. So I want to start with my top investment. The number one thing that everybody listening right now doesn't have in their closet, I recommend you invest your money into this one item for your closet for fall because it's not only going to take you through fall, it's going to take you through winter. It's going to take you through many, many, many seasons to come. And that for me is a Chelsea lug sole boot. You will wear this boot every single day. It's comfortable and it's versatile for any look in any weather. They're flat. They usually hit right at your ankle, mostly leather. And the reason I like the lug sole on the bottom is because, one, as I mentioned, you don't feel flat-footed, but also whatever weather you're in, they are really supportive. So you have that thick rubber sole on the bottom to really protect you from the elements. I have a few different pairs that I've had for a long time, and they've gotten me through multiple years and multiple seasons. Another thing I want to call out about the lug sole boot, I like a rounded toe for these because they are the most comfortable. Again, a pointy toe is going to smush your feet. I say go for a rounded toe. It's something that you'll be able to wear all day, commuting to the office, to events, whatever it is. I want to share a few of my favorites out on the market right now. The first one being the most affordable option, which is from Madewell. They're the Wyckoff Chelsea Lug Sole Boot. I love these because they have that elastic band on the side, so they're stretchy and easy to get in. And they're under $200, which I love. They're a bestseller at Madewell, so well made. I love them styled with jeans and a jacket. They're just that perfect quintessential boot. Also, I know that they have this Madewell cloud lift on the inside, and it's padding on the inside of the shoe. It kind of makes you feel like you're walking on clouds. These are so, so, so comfortable. Also, if you're looking for other colors, they have chocolate, they have white and gray, they have so many options. This is just, in my opinion, overall, the most affordable, comfiest boot. My next go-to would be any boot from Reformation. I know we're talking about the Chelsea Lug Sole right now, but I would say Reformation has become my go-to for boots for a lot of reasons. One, I think they make the best quality. They have the best price for the quality that they're presenting. And I also think that their design is really on point and very designer-inspired. I always find beautiful boots on their website. They have pretty much every single style you could ever ask for, and they're boots that last in my closet for a really long time. I actually have their Chelsea Lug Sole boot. It's the Katarina Lug Sole Chelsea boot. This one is under $300, a little bit pricier than the Madewell, but the leather, in my opinion, is a little bit better. It has kind of that pebbled look to it, and I think the overall construction of the shoe is a little bit nicer. I also love that there's like a very sneaky low heel height. It's like a 35 millimeter. So again, you're not directly on the ground, super comfortable, great for all the elements. This one, I would say, of all the shoes that I'm going to say in the lug sole boot category, this is my go-to. If it's within your price range, I really recommend getting the Reformation boot. And then my most expensive category, you guys know how much I love Anine Bing. I think that her clothes are amazing, and I think she makes really high quality essential pieces for your wardrobe. I have so many blazers from her. I just got so many sweaters for the fall season, and everything is just so nice and so well made. And I just love her brand. Again, Anine Bing to me is a brand that you go to when you want to invest in wardrobe essentials. She has a Justine boot. That's a great lug sole. It's $500. Again, the priciest option in my opinion. But again, you are paying for the quality of this boot. It's so beautiful, and they use a little bit of a nicer leather. So those are my favorite for lug sole boots. I love Madewell, Reformation, Anine Bing. You just can't go wrong, and these will be your new favorite shoes in your closet and your best friends this fall and winter. Okay, next let's dive into the heeled boot. Again, a lot of different options here. I'm going to give you guys for both a high-heeled boot, something that's a little sassy you're going to wear out at night, and then I'll also give you a low-heeled boot if you are someone who is looking for a little bit of a heel, maybe to wear to the office, maybe to wear to a business meeting that just feels a little bit more elevated, literally. So I want to share my heeled boot that I have. Mine is from Stuart Weitzman. And I have had this boot, I think, for 4 years, maybe. It is my favorite boot in my closet. They are so beautiful and so comfortable. Again, Stuart Weitzman is probably one of the more expensive boots that I'm going to share on this podcast. But I have to say, from experience of trying all of these boots, when it comes to Stuart Weitzman, you are paying for comfort. This brand has existed for decades and has thrived and is honestly constantly rated the number one boot every single year for a reason: quality and comfort. I have the Stuart 100 stretch bootie, and it's a stretch Nappa leather. It is so easy to get on because the leather around the ankle is actually soft. So it kind of feels like pulling on a sock. It's one of their iconic designs. And what I love, it's super sophisticated. This is one of those pieces that you can wear out at night, again, to a meeting. It's just like a really glam boot. Like, I love this boot. I've worn it so many times with a coat, and I wrap the coat around, and I'm just kind of in the boot and the coat, and I feel so good. The other thing that I really love about it is I love their sizing options. They have almost every size available, but I also love that they have a curated section just for width: narrow, medium, wide. So again, huge focus on comfort here. These are $5.95. I have them in my closet. I can personally say that they are so beautiful, and I cannot wait to whip them out for the fall season. My next favorite boot, also in the $500 range, is actually the Banana Chelsea boot from Tory Burch. If you're looking for a heeled boot that's a little bit more everyday, there's a thicker heel versus the Stuart Weitzman one, which is the stiletto. So these are a little bit more comfy, but there's a really cool design element to these that I absolutely love. The arch of the heel is a little bit more curved, so it looks like a modern version of a Chelsea boot. It's very cool and different and is definitely not your traditional boot. I also love the pointed toe with it. It really makes these boots look different than any other boot I'm probably going to say in this episode. They feel slightly Western inspired. I'm not sure how to describe it any other way, but to say that these are just cool. I love the brown. I could see these with like a big oversized sweater and jeans really easily and have people be like, where are those boots from? Definitely cool. If you're looking for a high-heeled low boot that is a little bit more on the affordable side, I am such a big fan of Schutz. I have been for so long. I feel like they've always made really cool shoes that are affordable. They're very designer inspired. I feel like anytime I see a boot out there in the world that is a little bit out of my price range, I'll immediately go to Schutz and be like, okay, I can get something so similar for in the $200 to $300 range and love them. I have a few pairs in my closet that I've actually had for a few years. They're pretty good quality. My Schutz shoes have like got a lot of mileage on them, and I will always be the biggest proponent for Schutz being the first place you go anytime you need a new shoe. Their boot section is overflowing with options. So if you are looking for any kind of boot right now, know that Schutz definitely has it. But for a high-heeled boot that's a little bit more affordable, the Mickey leather bootie is $168 and is really beautiful as well and comes in so many different colors from eggshell, dark chocolate, and walnut. All so many good options and really a good shoe to have in your closet. My last shoe in the high-heeled ankle boot world would have to be the Totem mid-heel ankle boot. I have been obsessed with this boot every time I saw it. I love this boot. I feel like this is one of those boots that takes you all throughout your day. The heel height is so tiny that it just gives you that little bit of confidence because you get a little bit of height. But again, super, super comfortable to take you throughout your day. I think the heel height is literally like 2.5 inches. So again, super comfortable. Slip elastic on the sides, definitely one of those pieces that is really well made and super comfortable for your closet. So happy hunting on those. I would say that if you are just starting out in the boot world, a heeled ankle boot and a lug sole Chelsea boot are your two must-haves in your closet. Definitely invest in those. Find your favorites. You're going to be wearing them nonstop. We'll be right back after a quick break.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Fall is always a really hectic time for me. I feel like I have a lot of very short work trips. And then when I am home, I feel like I am so busy. Whether I'm podcasting, interviewing, there's just always something going on. And when it's that time, it feels like taking care of myself really falls to the bottom of my priority list, which is why I love using Saqqara. If you've never tried Saqqara before, Saqqara delivers science-backed, plant-rich nutrition programs and wellness essentials right to your door. That's right, no more ordering in, no more ordering something that isn't really that good for you because you're in a time crunch. These meals are right at your house, ready to eat. Their organic, ready-to-eat meals are nutritionally designed to help you optimize your well-being with results that you can see and feel, from digestive wellness and eased bloat to enhance metabolic health, energy, and safe weight management. For me, the biggest difference I feel is my energy throughout the day is so good. I never feel those crashes around 3-4 o'clock because I know I'm getting the right nutrients that my body needs to keep the day going. And also for my listeners who might be skeptical of signing up for a meal plan, they have a flexible signature nutrition program that makes it so easy to reset your digestive and metabolic health around your fall busy schedule. If maybe you're returning to the office, you can get plant-rich lunches delivered and upgrade your sad desk lunch to a satisfying meal and not even worry about dinners. You can just get a lunch-only plan. There are so many options. They're delicious and catered to your taste and your time. And right now, our listeners are getting 20% off your first order when you go to sakara.com/friend or enter the code friend at checkout. That's Sakara, sakara.com/friend for 20% off your first order. sakara.com/friend. Now let's get back to the show. Let's get into some more statement boots for your wardrobe, things that are a little bit funkier that you can bring out on those fun days. I'm going to start with a flat knee-high boot. I feel like this is the most underrated boot out of all the boots. I feel like everybody has a knee-high boot and a heeled boot, but a flat knee-high boot, I feel like, has not gotten as much love as it deserves. I got a pair last year from Charles and Keith, which I love so much. I actually pulled them out and put this really cute outfit together that got a lot of love on Instagram. It was the flat knee-high boot with a mini skirt and this oversized sweater. It felt so cozy and so fall, and I love this look, and I've kind of worn it on repeat ever since I got it, but it really was grounded by these flat knee-highs, and I was so comfortable all day, really didn't have to deal with wearing a heel, but still had that fashionable impact of a knee-high boot. They're also really affordable. They're the belted knee-high boots from Charles and Keith. $93. You can get them on their website. They have them in black, or I believe they also have them in a dark brown. And honestly, these boots are just super chic. They're kind of like a fashionable riding boot. So if you're someone who rides horses, you know exactly what I'm talking about here. But they have this really beautiful belt around the ankle that really refines the boot so much and makes it look so elevated and chic. They do have a really tiny block heel, so you are raised a little bit. Again, I would pair this with a mini skirt and an oversized sweater, or I would even pair this with like a long dress with a slit so you can see the boot kind of coming out on the side and maybe a leather jacket with it. So cute. Obsessed with these boots and also love how affordable they are. Next, let's get into a knee-high boot. I just did a Today Show segment where I shared knee-high boots and it was actually amazing. I brought out my model and I brought up the subject and a few of the hosts actually were like, wow, knee-high boots. I almost just got rid of mine. I'm glad that I didn't. I'm glad that they're back in style. I just have to say off the bat that I feel like a knee-high boot is a closet essential, something that you have for all seasons. You never get rid of them because they're always going to come back around. And to be honest, I think they even work in the summer. Like I've seen some outfits that I've saved and loved that are, you know, so cute in the summer, a little mini dress with a knee-high boot that is still very weather appropriate, but so cute. Knee-high boots really add this whole other level of dimension to a look. First of all, I think that they're a major confidence booster. The second I put a knee-high boot on, I'm like, okay, I look cute. But I think also proportionally, if you're not in the mood to wear a pant, especially as like the fall and winter months roll around and we're tired of wearing pants, it's such a good alternative to throw on with maybe a long dress or a mini skirt. It's like that sneaky layer of warmth that you can throw in there for those cooler months when you still just want to look cute. Again, don't get rid of them. I think it's something that you're going to have in your closet forever. Something that I have noticed, however, as I've become more and more into my boots, I've really strayed away from a super high heel boot. Those are the ones that are terrible for my grandma back and my herniated discs. But I also just feel so much more comfortable in a mid or low heel knee-high boot. I feel like, again, they're something that I can wear all night and you're still kind of getting that same impact. I just got a pair recently from Staud. They just launched boots and it's their Wally black boot in leather. I am so in love with this boot. This boot is like a quintessential perfect boot. They're $500, so definitely an investment boot, but come in literally every color you could ever want, which I feel like was such a good move on Staud's part because it really allowed for every single boot customer to come in and say, okay, there's something for me here. You can get it in black leather, black patent leather, brown, brown leather, brown suede, hunter green, pink, red. They literally made these boots in every color. So much fun. Again, I got the black leather because I wanted to have a pair that I knew I was just going to wear on repeat, but I am really, really debating going back and getting the mahogany suede ones, which is like a little bit of like a deep dark brown, deep red. They're just so chic. Again, the heel height is relatively low. It's about 2.2 inches, I believe. And so again, this is a boot that's super comfortable, going to take you throughout your day, but also give you a little bit of that height, a little bit of that oomph and pep in your step. A more affordable version of that, I love the Sam Edelman Sylvia wide calf boot. Also comes in amazing colors like a black suede, a tan, and then just a black leather. And the heel height is also low, under 3 inches at about 2.8 inches. So again, two boots, different price ranges, both super comfortable that I think, again, I'm going to push you guys to get a little bit of a lower mid-range heel height because I just think you're going to wear them more and be way more comfortable. And pro, saving our lower backs from any potential pain. So I'm always going to advocate for the mid-heel height. Rounding it out here with my last categories, if you are someone who loves colored boots or something a little bit more fun, again, you can look at those Staud boots. I think the colors are so much fun and really different. And then lastly, I have to represent my people who live in all weather categories. I don't, but I'm going to share with you guys some boots that I love that are great for the winter season that I think will get you through any weather. First, I am such a big fan of Sorel. I know that they are like a heritage brand, and I'm sure that so many of you who live in all weather love Sorel too. I have so many fond memories growing up going skiing with my mom, and our Sorels were our like go-to favorite things at the end of the day to dive into, especially those ones with like the shirling on the inside. They were so comfortable and I still love them to this day. They also have such a wide variety now of shoes, from obviously those winter boots that we know we love after skiing or whatever that is, but they also have really great all-weather boots. Like there's an all-weather Chelsea boot that they have that would be great if you are dealing with snow. It's called the Joan Now Chelsea boot. They're waterproof and also have that high tread rubber on the bottom to make sure that you're okay in all different weather. They come in a bunch of different colors, black, cream, pink, you name it. Just all around a really good shoe if you want to look cute in the snow. And then of course, last but not least, I'm going to share my favorite boot that I wear on repeat. These are definitely an investment boot and probably the most expensive boot that I'm going to share on this podcast. They are the Loro Piana Regent boot. I have this boot in so many different colors. I have it in a black and gray, and I have it in a red leather with some brown shirling. These boots are so hard to find. They're always sold out. But if you do happen to see them anywhere and you're able to afford them, I say snag them. They are honestly the best all-weather boot I have ever worn, and obviously the highest quality coming from Loro Piana. They are obviously made with the iconic Loro Piana cashmere that's been treated using their storm system technology to protect against wind, rain, snow, all of the things. I have worn these boots in the craziest weather and they come out completely unscathed. They are a lug sole ankle boot with a rounded toe. They kind of look like a rain boot on the bottom, but then the ankle is like this beautiful cashmere. Again, I love, love, love these boots. And if you're someone who lives in really cold weather, unpredictable weather, I recommend finding a pair of these and investing in them because I think I'm going to have these shoes probably for multiple decades. They have them in a lot of different colors too. They have them in a navy, white, brown. They have so many. These are my favorite winter shoes in my closet. Again, Loro Piana Regent boot, definitely investment, but in my opinion, totally worth it. There's my boot edit for you guys. Those are all of my favorite boots, that most of which I own. I've tried them on. I've walked around in them. I wanted to give you guys a comprehensive list of all of the boots that I love that I have walked so many miles in and have felt good in my wardrobe, both comfortability-wise, but also style-wise. They're all boots that I know you will have in your closet for years and be really good investment pieces. Again, if there was anything you missed in this episode, you can always go to my link in bio. That's the link in my Instagram bio. Click it and you will find my boot edit right there, ready for you guys to shop. I've made it so easy in case you missed anything. I hope you guys love today's episode. If you haven't followed the show yet, make sure you follow us so you don't miss an episode. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you can shoot us a follow. And if you're on Spotify, leave us 5 stars and a review. I hope you guys have an incredible week ahead. I can't wait for next week. Again, I'll be releasing my review of all the European shows, so don't miss it. I'll see you guys then. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Friend of a Friend. Before you go, make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and at tiermedia.com. And for more behind the scenes of the show, visit us at friendofafriend.us and follow me at Liv Perez on Instagram. Don't forget the 2 V's. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.